What up, people? It's your boy. I'm Chris the Dom One, and welcome to another edition of I'm Chris the Dom One podcast, episode 137. How you living? I'm living swell. Before we begin, I first like to tell you guys that I do apologize for the noise in the background. Your boy is live and in full effect in the back of his patio. Summer's here, folks. Summer is here. I am enjoying the weather. I suggest anyone out there, even if you're at work, you're in school, or you know, you're just doing chores or going to the grocery store, by all means, just take time, stop, and just enjoy the wonderful atmosphere that's in front of you and that's around you, okay? Because summer only comes once a year. Yes, it is hot. It is hotter than I don't know what, man. The temperature ain't the only thing that's on the rise. Gas prices are at an all-time high. Where I'm from, we're paying like almost $5 a gallon, folks. Yowzer. Now, I know a lot of people in other parts of the world, well, in these United States of America, by the way, are paying upwards to $7 to $8. I think there's in California, there's some parts in California that they're paying like almost $10 a gallon. Yikes. Okay. So, nevertheless, I'm the best. We're going to get our mind off of the soaring sky temperature and the alarming high gas prices, and we're going to get into the lab of things, get into the swing of things, and talk about as the Brooklyn Net world continues, okay? This is like, what, day 4? You've been living under a rock, allow your boy to explain. Sean Marks, GM of the Brooklyn Nets, did an interview earlier this year, and he talked about the future of the Brooklyn Nets. He talked about how they want people that are all in. They want we type players, not I guys. And that's coming on the surface of a lot of stuff coming from the organization, most notably Kyrie Irving. Kyrie Irving wants a max contract from the Brooklyn Nets, and he wants it guaranteed. He wants a 5-year contract that is guaranteed with all the bells and whistles. No problem. But if you are an individual such as Kyrie Irving, the best ability that any type of player would have, any type of trait, is availability. And Kyrie Irving has not been available for the past 3 seasons of the Brooklyn Nets. He's only played like a handful of games, like 20 plus games in 3 seasons. If you add the 3 seasons as a member of the Brooklyn Nets, he only played 60 plus games. That is not going to do it. There are rookies that have played more games than Kyrie Irving. All right. There are mid-level players that have played more games than Kyrie Irving. And there have been superstars who are indeed worthy of a guaranteed contract, of a max contract, that have played more than Kyrie Irving. All right. To make matters even worse, his availability is questionable with the GM, with the Brooklyn Nets. His first year, he just took off. Didn't tell the ownership what was going on with him, same with his coach. He also talked about how his first year with Brooklyn, that team in his eyes was not good, and some of the players are not going to be there. He had a feud with the previous coach, got him up out of there. They hired Steve Nash, and Kyrie Irving in that season where they almost could have had a strike, when they were trying to negotiate a contract with the owners, Kyrie Irving stood up loud and proud and said, "Hey, we players don't need the owners. We can just start our own league." Well, where have we heard that from? It's easier said than done. It takes more folks than talent, name, and money. You have to have other elements to run a successful league. If you don't believe me, go ask the XFL. Go ask the WNBA. If it wasn't for the NBA, there would not be a WNBA, which we will talk about that sometime this week. I really want to go into that. I know a lot of people are not going to be pleased with what I'm about to say about the WNBA. Any type of sports network or franchise, it takes more than just money. You need butts in the seats. You need ratings, and that will lead you to advertisements, advertisers coming to your league and giving you X amount of money, not to mention getting a broadcast deal with Fox Sports 1 or ESPN or NBC, ABC Sports, the alphabet networks that have a sports network. You just say the name, yes, those two. Well, Kyrie Irving implied that the owners don't, I mean, the players don't need the owners, all right? So, it is what it is. So, basically, to make matters even worse for Kyrie Irving, this was reported earlier by Stephen A. Smith on First Take earlier this week. He has an inside source that told him, which 9 times out of 10 is probably a player that told him this, that once Steve Nash is done with practice and practice is over with, Kyrie Irving will hold another practice, an additional practice for himself. Okay, that comes off the heels, more controversial talk from the great Kyrie Irving, where when they hired Steve Nash, he was basically implying they don't need a coach. Him and Kevin Durant can coach the team, all right? Just like when the season was over with this year, he implied that him, Kevin Durant, as well as Sean Marks are all going to have to evaluate the team moving forward as far as the future of the franchise, things of that nature. That didn't sit too well with the Brooklyn Nets organization, didn't sit too well with the players, and it started a crap storm. It started off as an innocent snowball rolling down the hill, and now it done turned into this huge avalanche where there's no stopping where it's going to hit now, which is the Brooklyn Nets organization. So, Kyrie Irving is asking the Brooklyn Nets organization, with all that's going on surrounding Kyrie Irving, not to mention he lost his shoe deal with Nike. I feel like Nike is echoing the same sentiments as the Brooklyn Nets. Look, if you want max money, you can't demand max money but be a part-time player. It just does not work like that. It's just not feasible in business, okay? You can't work at a Fortune 500 company part-time or whenever you want to and still demand or command max type of money or max type of power. It just does not work that way. So this is not looking too good. Sean Marks even echoed this in the meeting with the media members early this year, and he echoed the same thing when talking about Kyrie Irving. He said, quote, "Kyrie Irving needs to just go out into the landscape and see what his value truly is in the open market." They're basically, Kyrie Irving and the Brooklyn Nets are playing a deadly game of chicken. And they're basically telling Kyrie Irving, look, if you feel like you deserve guaranteed money or max money, fine. See if there's someone out there that's willing to give you max money. And there's not a lot of takers out there that even has the cap flexibility to sign Kyrie Irving to a max contract. I suggest Detroit Pistons, okay? Maybe the Orlando Magic. Teams that would have that type of money, they're probably not contending teams, you know. And also, do the teams want Kyrie Irving? So Kyrie Irving said in a statement that he will welcome a sign and trade where they sign him to the max contract, then trade him to a team. And Kyrie Irving has a wish list of teams that he would love to go to in a sign and trade. The Dallas Mavericks, the Miami Heat, the New York Knickerbockers, okay? The LA Clippers and Lakers. I do apologize for the noise in the background. I do apologize, folks. I'm out in the park. I'm sorry. This is one busy park, by the way. I say the Dallas Mavericks. Yeah. So, and the Philadelphia 76ers. Well, there have been word out on the street is a lot of the teams that Kyrie Irving is asking to go to, those teams are not very interested in a Kyrie Irving. They just simply not. Kyrie Irving, if you look at, let's look at all these teams. In order to do a signing trade, you're going to have to give up your best player for Kyrie Irving. And 9 times out of 10, your best player is the one who makes the most money. All right? And here comes this truck trying to go around again. I can't believe this. This is incredible. Anyway, so these are the teams. I do apologize, folks. Let's start with the Dallas Mavericks. In order for this to work, the Dallas Mavericks will have to give up on two of their best players that work well with Luka, or just trade Luka, which that's not going to happen. The Dallas Mavericks organization, Jason Kidd, is content with the roster that they currently have. And they don't see anything feasible as far as getting Kyrie Irving to come to their team. They feel like they have a good enough team without Kyrie Irving. So moving on. The Philadelphia 76ers. In order for this to work, James Harden, who was with the Brooklyn Nets, quit on the Brooklyn Nets, traded to the Brooklyn Nets for Ben Simmons. He too wants a max contract. So in order for this to work, they will have to give up, Tobias Harris and other players that has money on their books to even do a sign and trade with Brooklyn. And I'll be honest with you, Doc Rivers and definitely James Harden do not want the services of a Kyrie Irving. James Harden left Kyrie Irving because of that. All right. So you can just scratch those two teams out. The Miami Heat, I do not see the Miami Heat giving up on their young talent like Bam. And I forgot the shooter name. I do apologize. I had his name. Now I lost it. They will have to give up a lot of players in order for that to happen. I don't see that working out because Pat Riley and Eric Spoelstra, they believe in the Miami Heat way and the philosophy. They bend a little for LeBron James, but they did not break for LeBron James when LeBron James joined the Miami Heat. And that's one of the main reasons why LeBron James left the Miami Heat, because he couldn't have his way in that organization. So I just don't see a Kyrie Irving lasting that long in the Miami Heat organization. The Miami Heat does not want them. The ownership doesn't want them. Pat Riley doesn't want them. Eric Spoelstra doesn't want them. And Jimmy Butler would definitely butt heads with him. So even the Miami Heat is a pass. If you look at the Knicks are saving their cash for next season, possibly, for the next crop of free agents. If you've been checking out what they did in the draft a couple of nights ago, they didn't really pick anyone. They just added more picks later on down the road. So that would, if they were interested in Kyrie Irving, that would derail their long-term plans, long-term goals of the New York Knicks. New York Knicks are rebuilding on top of a rebuild. So I just don't see them interested in a Kyrie Irving. So what's left? The LA Clippers and the LA Lakers. In order for for it to work for the Lakers. The Lakers don't even have the money. In order for the Lakers for it to work, the Lakers have to give up on AD or LeBron James. And Brooklyn would probably want AD, but they understand AD is going to be injured most of the time. He won't play a full. So you're giving up a healthy player who's unwilling to play a whole season for a player who probably does want to play a full season, but he's always injury prone. So that's the swap. That's a possible idea, but I just don't see LeBron co-signing this long term. All right. But that's a maybe. I'll just give the Lakers a maybe. I would give a slight maybe to the Clippers. The Clippers have a better team than the Lakers. If the Clippers didn't have all of those injuries, the Clippers would, and they was in the play-in tournament, they had a possibility to actually make the playoffs without the services of Kawhi and Paul George. So just think about that for a second, folks. I don't think they're going to derail their chemistry for Kyrie Irving. I feel like they're perfectly happy with what they have. So the only team that's left possibly is the Lakers. And I just don't see the Lakers are interested in maxing out a Kyrie Irving. You know, they will love the talent of Kyrie Irving, but do they really want to put up with Kyrie Irving? If you think Kyrie Irving was missing a lot of games in Brooklyn and in Cleveland and in Boston, he's really going to miss a lot of games with the Lakers, and he's going to feel like he's one of those players. He's one of those superstars like a LeBron James. So here's my thing. I feel like when it's all said and done, cooler heads are going to prevail. They're going to have to agree to disagree. And when I mean they, the Brooklyn Nets organization and Kyrie Irving, you guys are just going to have to simply agree to disagree. And maybe not a 5-year guaranteed contract, maybe a 3-year guaranteed contract with incentives that he can get more money. All right. But he's going to have to work at it. And I feel like these two things that both organizations have to put to the side, all right? Kyrie going to have to put aside his ego. His ego is going to be destroyed on social media by accepting a 3-year deal. Something is better than nothing. And the Brooklyn Nets are going to have to, this we mana, we want we guys, not I guys. Obviously, when you sign into Kyrie Irving does not represent anything as far as we, all right? So, yeah, that's pretty much it on the front of the Kyrie's, the saga between Kyrie Irving and the Brooklyn Nets, all right? I hope you guys have thoroughly enjoyed this podcast. I will see you guys on the next one. 137 is in the books. And like I said, we're going to do an episode on the WNBA. I have a lot of things to talk about when we're talking about the WNBA. Some of you guys are going to like it. Some of you guys are not going to like it. But anywho, it's your boy, the host with the most of Do Not Brag or Boast. And I'm coming to you guys live from coast to coast. I'm up out of here. Deuces, guys. Deuces.